This is the College Football Preview from the Sports Talk Media Network. Phil Kornblut, along with Chris Bergen. All right, Chris, we wrap up the regular season in South Carolina this weekend with two games. USC-Clemson, 121st renewal of that great rivalry, this time at Death Valley, and Coastal Carolina going over to Georgia State in Atlanta. Let's begin with the Palmetto Bowl noon kickoff. Clemson a slight favorite, both teams nationally ranked. This game has national implications as well.
It's what we've wanted for years, isn't it, Phil? This game to not just matter inside the borders of South Carolina, but to matter nationally. And I think that's exactly what we have right here. You've got Clemson still with an outside shot to get into the college football playoff. The Gamecocks with an outside shot to still get into the college football playoff. That's all you can ask. And the winner of this game probably eliminates the loser. So that just adds spice to it a little bit. On top of that, you've got an improving South Carolina football team that I think for the first time, even when they won 2 years ago up there, I don't think many folks actually believe they could go pull that off. I think there are a lot of folks that believe the Gamecocks can actually win this time, and it's been a while since that occurred.
What do you think will be the keys? Will it be turnovers? Will it be stopping the running game? Will it be running the football? Will it be simply which quarterback plays better and makes the biggest plays?
Well, I think one thing that hindered Clemson last year, even though they beat South Carolina, but overall was the fact they turned the football over too much. Tigers have done a much, much better job this season, ranked inside the top five, top 10 nationally in terms of turnover margin at, I think, of like a plus 13. I mean, they've been fabulous. But I saw a tweet earlier this week from Larry Williams of Tiger Illustrated that I think sort of sums up the key to the ball game. The tweet was, during its five-game losing streak to South Carolina from 09 to 2013, Clemson averaged 90 yards rushing per game against the Gamecocks. In the nine meetings since, the Tigers have outrushed South Carolina by an average of 242 to 83. And Clemson has won eight of those nine. If it's not for Spencer Rattler and some fumbles in the special teams, they probably win all nine of those ballgames. So I think that's the key. Can Phil Moffa get going for the Tigers? Can they run and take some pressure off of Cade Klubnik and figure out a way to keep that really, really good front of South Carolina off of him? And then on the flip side, can the Gamecocks turn around and run it with Lenore Sellers and also Rocket Sanders? I think the team that established the running game, and Larry Stapp backs this up, is going to have the best chance to win.
Here's another interesting stat. This will be the seventh time in the history of the series that the two teams have met when both were ranked inside the AP top 20. South Carolina has won five of the previous six, so I don't know what that means. I think it means that when South Carolina is pretty good, they've been good enough to beat Clemson. So We'll see how that plays out at the Valley. Meantime, you're hitting the road for Atlanta. Coastal Carolina still has a chance to make a bowl game, but they have to win Saturday at Georgia State.
Craziest series you'll ever see. They've played seven times. The visiting team has won all seven. So if you want to use a little history, like you just referenced with regards to Carolina Clemson, then the Chanticleers should win this weekend, and they'll be in a bowl game at 6-6. However, they've got to play a whole lot better than they did this past Saturday against Georgia Southern. Got nothing going offensively, really stymied, stayed off the field. I mean, Georgia Southern possessed the football for 38 minutes in that game. Coastal turned it over four times. They can't afford to do that on the road, even against the weird Georgia State team. Keep in mind, Phil, this is a Georgia State team that beat Vanderbilt in Atlanta earlier in the season. Then right after that win, they must have celebrated too much. They lost seven in a row. And then this past weekend went over to Texas State, one of the preseason favorites in the west of the Sun Belt, and beat them 52-44. So who knows what team's going to show up for the Panthers, because they're really not playing for a whole lot. They've only got three wins on the season. So it's going to be a bizarre game, chilly day. They don't draw flies over there in Atlanta, so atmosphere will not be a factor whatsoever. But it will be interesting to see how Coastal comes out. Do they respond and get that sixth win to become bowl eligible?
Yeah, we do know South Carolina and Clemson will have a postseason appearance ahead for them, and maybe Coastal Carolina. And one other team in our state will be headed to the postseason. That'll be South Carolina State. They'll play in a couple of weeks in the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta after winning the MEAC, going undefeated in MEAC play and finishing 9-2 overall. Elsewhere around the state to wrap up the seasons, Furman finished up at 3-8, a loss last week at Mercer. Wofford, losing at South Carolina, finished at 5-6. Presbyterian winning last week over Butler, Chris. They finish up the season on a four-game winning streak, and they're 6-6. What a year for the Blue Hose.
It's the most wins, Phil, they've had in over a decade. And ever since they went to Division I, they've struggled with football, had to drop back to Division I non-scholarship. Fabulous season for them to go 6-6. Certainly a building block for that program going into next year. And back to South Carolina State for just a moment. If Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks don't win Saturday, I think your coach of the year in the state is Chendis Berry. And the job he's done at South Carolina State, they've been remarkable, ranked inside the top 25 at FCS football, 9-2 on the season. You want to talk about a solid debut. He certainly had it over in Orangeburg.
Sure did. As for the other teams in the state, Charleston Southern finishes up with a long losing streak, 1-11 on the season. Newberry loses their last three. They finish at 3-7. The Citadel losing last week at Clemson, still a fine 5-7 for the Bulldogs. That's a 5-win improvement over last season. It was Erskine finishing up at 1-8. They won their opener. They lost everything else. North Greenville with a 2-game winning streak to close out the season. They finish up at 6-5. How about Limestone? Another good year for the Saints. 3-game winning streak to close things out at 8-3. Benedict finishes at 4-6. Allen at 2-8. And Anderson, their first year of football, they win 3 and they drop 8. That'll do it for the college football preview. For Chris Bergen, this is Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network.